I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Imagine growing up in the projects of South Chicago, making your first $1 million by the age of 14 and your second million by the age of 16. Farah Gray doesn't have to imagine, that is what he did, and he's devoted much of his life to sharing what he learned along the way. His new book is called Get Real, Get Rich, Conquer the 7 Lies Blocking You from Success. How you doing?
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
It's hard to go into all the different things that you've done because they have been different. But what was it that made you want to be a self-made man?
Growing up, and I think that much of who we are, we can trace it back to our childhood experiences. My grandmother always says that children are practicing adults. So for me, it was growing up not only in poverty, but also growing up just wanting to know what made one person succeed, why another person failed. I always wanted my family and I to live like the people we saw on TV, like the Cosby Show. So that's what really sparked my process of discovery as it relates to personal development.
In this book, you talk a lot about how people relate on an emotional level to concepts of wealth and poverty, self-determination. One of them is that you really need to have a success mentality that allows you to be flexible, living below your means, keeping yourself healthy, wealthy, and wise, physically healthy, spiritually healthy. How does all of that tie together for you?
Well, I started working on this book, and I've learned and experienced so much. I do about close to 150 engagements a year. And I met so many people that were blindsided by so many things that society, I think, has convinced many of us of. And when we look at the fact that so many people believe that it takes money to make money, or they believe that the only way to be successful is to be a celebrity or to have zero debt, there are just so many big misconceptions. So with this book, I wanted to really inspire people to find their area of excellence and to realize, as I've discovered, as one of the greats of our time once said, that the two most important times in a person's life is when we were born and when we find out why we were born. So I think that this book really demystifies what so many people believe as it relates to success, financial wealth, and what I call being rich from the inside out. And that's how really they come together, because I believe if you don't go within, we'll end up going without.
We're entering a new year.
Yes.
And people make a lot of resolutions. One of them is often, I'm going to get my financial house in order, including maybe buying a house or starting to save more. What's the difference between a resolution and the successful change in your attitude?
Well, I think we need less resolutions and more executions. We need to move beyond conversation towards accomplishment. I think when we make not only a promise and we put it out there in the atmosphere, we have to make a promise to ourselves. And I think that we have to look at the new year and say everything is going to be great, as I like to say, in 2008. And then moving forward, we begin to realize that comfort, I think, is the enemy of achievement, and that's what has stopped so many people from achieving the levels of success that they really want to achieve. So I think that's what has set a lot of people back. But I feel really positive about this new year, and I feel that a lot of people, and we'll see a change around the world, we'll even see a new president.
In this book, you have
which
some...
Which is another subject for another time.
It is a long subject, and we'll have to talk to you about it. But when you think about some of the concepts we're talking about, they're big concepts. Give me a concrete example of one small, relatively easy thing that you could do that would help transform your financial future.
First, I think that what I call it the celebrity moment. I think that many times when we look at the majority of this country, we're living paycheck to paycheck. And we have what my grandma used to always call a J-O-B, a just over broke position. And we don't look towards wealth development. I think the first step towards wealth development is deciding, what do we do with our paycheck? Many of us watch television all the time, and we want our celebrity moment. We admire the way that celebrities live. And this is one of the lies I talk about in the book. It's called the celebrity lie. We believe that these celebrities live the best life that money can buy, and we want our moment. And it happens at the wrong time. Our celebrity moment happens when we get our paycheck. So I always encourage people to live below their means. Many people believe that they're already rich, and they go out and they buy things, and I call them liabilities. So they end up sitting on their assets, lying about their ability. These are things that we generally cannot afford. We don't need to go and have an expensive $5 or $6 cup of coffee. We don't need all the features on our cell phones. We don't need all of the various latest cars and gadgets. We end up buying things, and I think many times we buy things because it equates to, I think, self-worth. So I would think that would be the first thing. Second thing I would encourage everyone for the new year is find your area of excellence. Find what God put you here to do for those who believe in God. I do. Concentrate on the things that you're great at. I would say ask yourself three questions. What comes easy to you but harder to other people? Second question, what would you do and work for years and years and never have to get paid for it? And the third question is, how can you give back and how can you be of service? And I found that, and I discovered how to be of service. I'm the spokesman for the National Coalition for the Homeless, so I believe it's important to give back. So I believe once you're able to answer those three questions, you will have a prosperous and strong financial new year and definitely create multiple streams of income based upon your gifts and your talents. Very quickly, I have a 9-year-old goddaughter. She just submitted a poem, and she said, "You always told me, do what you love to do." Now she got a book deal, and she has agents looking at her, all because she was within her area of excellence.
Farah, thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Farah Gray is the author of the new book, Get Real, Get Rich, Conquer the 7 Lies Blocking You from Success.